SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has sat down with SBS federal politics reporter Anna Henderson, where she was pressed on Canberra's position and whether Australia has any involvement in the escalating global conflict following the recent attacks on Iran. The minister addressed questions about the legal justification for the strikes, Australia's role and national security concerns as tensions continue to reverberate beyond the Middle East.
Minister Wong, thanks for joining SBS.
Good to be with you.
Firstly, can you tell the Australian people if Pine Gap is being used to gather intelligence for Israel and the US to conduct these strikes?
We never discuss that facility, but what I can say is what the Prime Minister and I have both repeatedly said, we did not participate in these strikes. These strikes were taken by the US and Israel.
The reason I ask is that Andrew Wilkie, a former intelligence officer, says there's no way Pine Gap wasn't a part of this.
I've answered that question as best as I can.
Can you tell us whether there's been any advice from the Solicitor General to your government about whether these actions by Israel and the US are legal?
What I've said publicly when I've been asked that is that question about the legal basis of the action is a matter for the countries participating in the action, which is the US and Israel. What we have said is that there's a few points. One is we know over many years that Iran has been a destabilising, aggressive force in the region and around the world. They have directed attacks around the world, including on Australian soil, against Australians and against the Australian Jewish community. So we support action that prevents Iran from developing a nuclear weapon and from being able to continue to undermine peace and stability, as has been the case over many years.
What would be the threshold for Australian diplomats or members of our defence forces to be evacuated from any of these places?
Well, look, we make decisions about what we call directed departures, and if we make the decisions, I can speak for my portfolio, then they are also communicated publicly through Smart Traveller.
So do you think that we're reaching a threshold in any of these locations?
Yeah, you know, we will continue to have personnel in the region. We have a lot of Australians in the region who do need our help. We have some 115,000 people in the region. We have, I think, 24,000 in the UAE. Obviously, our focus is doing everything we can to both keep those Australians safe, but also to work through how and when they can come home.
What about Iranians in Australia who remain fearful that there are IRGC agents here who may be monitoring them? Are you concerned that there could be people who represent the regime willing to carry out punishments on Iranians here on Australian soil?
What I would say to Iranian Australians is, you know, we not recognise how challenging this time is. We recognise that you have watched as so many Iranian citizens have been killed by this regime, and I know so many of you have been wanting to contact friends and family, and the communications blackout has meant that has been very difficult, and I'm sure it is very difficult now. This is a country that does not tolerate foreign interference, and people should contact authorities if they feel fearful or if they have information.
Do you think it's likely that there could still be...
I'm not going to speculate on that, but we have strong laws. I know that, and I know that Home Affairs and the AFP have engaged previously and will continue.
Just in terms of the broader regional reality, what message does this decision by the US and Israel send to China about Taiwan?
Well, this is very much focused on a regime, which Iran, which we know has sought to evade the world, the UN Security Council resolutions in relation to its nuclear program. That's what the focus of this action is.
But is it a reality that if China's looking at this and saying the rules-based order no longer applies, that they may decide to do things in their own interest with Taiwan?
Well, I have been very clear about our position on Taiwan, and I have been very clear and consistent about what we say to China and all countries about international law.
The US Defence Secretary is now particularly not ruling out the possibility of troops at some stage being a part of this on the US side. When you look at history, Australia does sometimes move with the US. Is that on the table here?
This is not, it's not something we would anticipate, being participating in any such action, but I note that there is no decision for that from the United States.
You had a question in Question Time today about whether or not the Israeli president went to the ASIO headquarters. Did he go to ASIO headquarters?
Well, I indicated to Senator Pocock that I would seek to get information that I could share with him. Obviously, it's not my portfolio, and that I'd come back to him, and I would do that.
So is it that you're checking whether you can talk about it, or is it...
I said I would come back to the chamber, and as you probably know, we've had a condolence motion, and then I've done an interview and I've come here, so I haven't had opportunity.
How long do you think this conflict is now likely to go for?
Well, obviously we would hope that it is resolved soon. I note that President Trump has said publicly he's floated 4 to 5 weeks publicly. Obviously, in part, it depends on Iran, and what we would say is the quickest way for this to be resolved is for Iran to comply with the requirements of the UN Security Council in relation to its activity.
You've had talks, the phone's been running hot for you. You've been talking to many in the region. Are they expressing to you their view, and is there anything you can say about the expectations from some of the other nations in the region about how long this could last?
As I said, I can only refer you to what the US President has said, and obviously there is a lot of concern in the region with the extent and breadth of Iran's response. We hope that there is not further regional escalation.
We really thank you for your time on a very busy day.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.